Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the biblical answer to the phenomenon of a transgender lifestyle. That's the headline. David James, with Bible in hand, comes to this broadcast table for a discussion about this issue in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I recall that a while back when we were discussing this issue, you brought out what I thought was a great point that tends to put this into a proper perspective, and that has to do with the resurrection of the body.
Well, we understand that the first resurrection will be at the rapture of the church before the Great Tribulation period. That will be the first phase of the first resurrection, when the believers from the church age are resurrected and we receive our glorified body. And then the second phase would be at the second coming of Christ for Old Testament saints, and that will be the resurrection of the body. So all believers will have a resurrection into a physical body. But we also know there is a second resurrection spoken of in Revelation chapter 20 in conjunction with the great white throne judgment. And so unbelievers will also be resurrected in a physical body. So that means that no matter what somebody might do to their body, for example, taking hormones to alter their physical appearance, or even going through sex reassignment surgery to alter their physical bodies, the fact is this, that they are conceived and they are the gender that they are with they were born. Their DNA, their genetics correspond to that gender. And at the resurrection, whatever has been done to our physical bodies, whether they be tattoos or any other modification, the fact is we will be resurrected with the physical gender that we had at birth. And so we will spend all eternity with the gender that corresponds to what came into being at conception. So we don't hear this discussion very often, but I think it's a very important question, especially as it relates to Christians who think that they can sidestep or go against what God has given through the natural conception process.
David James, with his Bible as the guideline for his response to the transgender phenomenon, a lifestyle that is chosen and not a result of birth. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Bible is ready to deal with any issue in our world today, especially the issue of sexuality. David James took the Bible and used the truth of the resurrection of Jesus to deal with this transgender lifestyle that is becoming more prevalent in our world. Transgender is a chosen lifestyle, not a result of the way one is born. As we look at sexuality in the Bible, we also see some lifestyles are absolute evidence that we are in the last days before the return of Jesus Christ to the earth. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...